Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Appeal Centre Europe is the new body that internet users can turn to when they feel something should be taken down or kept up by the biggest platforms in the world. It's Dublin-based and has just published its first transparency report, and it doesn't pull any punches about the big tech giants either. They received 10,000 complaints from all over Europe, and the majority of its decisions disagreed with the big platforms, mostly to keep something up on the web rather than take it down. The Appeal Centre found that where platforms make mistakes, people pay the price. And Thomas Hughes is the chief executive of the Appeal Centre and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Thomas.
Joe, good morning.
For those of us unfamiliar with the Appeal Centre, remind us what it does.
So essentially, under the Digital Services Act, a new piece of legislation that came into force across the EU last year, there's a new right. And that right empowers people to challenge a decision that a platform, a social media platform, takes about either content that they post or content that they can see online, either to remove it or to restore it. So this really enables individuals to take much more control over their social media environment and their online world.
So if they have, for example, posted something and the likes of Facebook or whatever it is says, no, we don't like it for whatever reason, or algorithm doesn't like it and takes it down, they can come to you guys. Just as you can appeal to put something back up or take it back down again. You've received 10,000 complaints. I suppose for an entire continent, it's probably not that many. How come the number's so low?
Well, we consider it to be a good start, but one of the challenges that we have is really just getting the word out there that we exist and that people actually have this power now to be able to challenge what the social media platforms are doing. So, as I say, we think 10,000 really represents the fact that there is a real need for this and that people are really interested in using this. But one of the challenges that we have is that what we call signposting, so the information that the platforms themselves provide to users, they're required under the law to make it very clear and very accessible, and a lot of the platforms aren't doing that yet.
Aha, so they're not shouting about the facts that you can appeal. Should it be near the front page, or when there's an issue, it should be? Is it advertised that the Appeal Centre Europe exists?
Well, I wouldn't say the platforms advertise it at all, but most of them are doing what I would call the basics. They have a web page. You have to search quite hard to find it. On that web page, you can discover information about how you can raise a dispute. Mm. But we think there's a lot more they can do to really make sure that users see that in it as part of their internal appeal process, but it's much more apparent to them that this right actually exists.
Or you can go straight to the website, the Appeal Centre Europe.
You can come to the appealcentre.eu. You can come to our website and find more information there. But essentially, in order to utilise, to raise a dispute, you need to appeal it internally to the platform first. You need to say to the platform first, you've taken it down and it's wrong, I want it back. Mm. Or I can see something that's harmful, it's hate speech, it's racist, it's promoting self-harm, mm-hmm. it's an eating disorder issue. That should be taken down.
What sort of time frames are we talking about from the site being taken down or not put up or whatever, and getting kind of justice at the end of the process, having gone through the Appeal Centre?
Well, when we started at the beginning of this year, it took about 115 days. We're now down to less than 20 days, but there's no reason why this couldn't be done in days, yeah. right? And we've got to get to a point where the platforms are engaging sufficiently and moving quickly so that people get access to that redress, that recourse, much, much more quickly.
Okay. And who is the biggest offender of the big platforms?
Well, by scale and size, Facebook has the largest number of disputes, but that doesn't, we feel, fairly represent where the issues actually lie online, because the degree of engagement by the platforms, we think, is much more emblematic of how many disputes we are receiving by platforms. So what I mean by that is that at the moment, we think that YouTube is not engaging, for instance, sufficiently. They don't give us original content. Therefore, we've only been able to issue about 10% of the decisions in the disputes that we've received. Mm. And we think that on YouTube, for instance, there's really insufficient signposting. In comparison, platforms like Pinterest and the Meta platforms, they seem to be doing a lot better, and TikTok as well.
Okay. What about Elon Musk X? Have they signed up even for the Appeal Centre?
Well, platforms don't sign up. They're required by the law to comply. Mm-hmm. We are certified to cover all of the very large platforms. That includes X. We have to work sequentially through the platforms because it takes time to build the systems and prepare ourselves. Mm. So X is next. We have started the discussion with X. It's only just started in the last few weeks. Those discussions normally take a few months, but they will be coming into scope for us in a few months' time.
But they are legally bound to sign up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You made reference to the fact that where platforms make mistakes, people pay the price. What did you mean by that?
Well, we've seen very concrete examples where individuals have either had content taken down or put back up. They've had their accounts suspended, and that has a real-world impact on them. And we've seen hate speech, for instance, that targeting in Slovakia, for instance, targeting Romani individuals. So there's a very large, broad swath of very problematic, harmful content that exists out there. And I think, as everyone now fully understands, what's online has a very, very real impact offline.
Only this week, we've seen Donald Trump get paid more than $22 million by YouTube because his account was suspended or stopped after the January 6th insurrection in Washington. What kind of signal does that tell you if platforms are paying individuals huge amounts of money when they decide to take those platforms, or take that account down?
Well, I think this speaks to why regulation is so important and why the Digital Services Act in the EU is going to be so emblematic, I think, and really empower individuals to take, as I say, more control over their online spaces. And the role of regulators is to ensure that this power play relationship between social media and the very rich individuals that own those platforms and political figures, there's not murky relationships in the background, and that it's not an unfair and uneven environment, that an average person on the street is as empowered as the biggest political leader in the world.
The DSA, you said it's one of the biggest pieces of legislation in the European Union history. The big platforms openly hate it, and they've been complaining about the DSA to Donald Trump, who is bringing the DSA into the trade discussions with the European Union.
I think the DSA is broadly misunderstood in many of these discussions. If you look at, for instance, our role within the DSA, you can see that actually we are restoring, we are asking platforms, giving decisions to platforms to restore more content than they have actually taken down. So this idea that the DSA is about censorship is completely misplaced. It's not. It's about creating a fair and transparent and accountable online world.
When you've dealt with the platforms after the complaints and you don't get a satisfactory response, which currently you're not quite getting from YouTube and have nothing from X, where do you go from there?
Well, this then becomes a regulatory question. So the National Social Media Regulator in Ireland, Commissioner Mann, also the European Commission in Brussels. So that will be a question for them, how they deal with platforms that are being non-compliant with the DSA.
Okay, Thomas, thanks very much for coming in. That's Thomas Hughes, the Chief Executive of the Appeals Centre in Europe. That's theappealcentre.eu if you've got a complaint.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.